Chapter 5, Motion, Forces, and Simple Machines. Section 1, Motion, from the textbook. What you'll learn. You'll learn how to define speed and acceleration. You'll learn how to relate acceleration to change and speed. You'll learn how to calculate distance, speed, and acceleration. Why it's important. Motion can be described using distance, time, speed, and acceleration. Your review vocabulary word is the word meter. It's the SI unit of distance, abbreviated with an M, is equal to approximately 39.37 inches. Your new vocabulary words are average speed, instantaneous speed, velocity, and acceleration. Page 130, speed. Imagine you're a snowboarder speeding down the side of a half pipe. Your heart pounds as you move faster. As you reach the bottom, you are going fast, and you feel excitement and maybe even fear. You flow through the change in direction as you start up the other side. Your speed decreases as you move higher up the slope. When you reach the top, you are at a near standstill. If you think fast, you can grab hold of the ledge and take a break. Otherwise, you change direction and back down you go, speeding up again as you make your way along the U-shaped ramp. To understand how to describe even complicated motion like this, think about the simpler movement of the bicycle in Figure 1. To describe how fast the bicycle is traveling, you have to know two things about its motion. One is the distance it has traveled, or how far it has gone. The other is how much time it took to travel that distance. Average speed. A bike rider can speed up and slow down several times in a certain time period. One way to describe the bike rider's motion over this time period is to give the average speed. To calculate average speed, you divide the distance traveled by the time it takes to travel that distance. So your speed equation is average speed equals meters per second divided by the distance traveled in meters, so S equals D divided by T. Now, because your average speed is calculated by dividing distance by time, its units always will be a distance unit divided by a time unit. For example, the average speed of a bicycle is usually given in meters per second. The speed of a car usually has units of kilometers per hour instead. Page 131. Instantaneous speed. Average speed is useful if you don't care about the details of the motion. For example, suppose you went on a long road trip and traveled 640 kilometers in 8 hours. Your average speed was 80 kilometers per hour, even though you might have been stuck in a traffic jam for some of the time. When your motion is speeding up and slowing down, it might be useful to know how fast you are going at a certain time. For example, suppose the speed limit on a part of the above trip was 50 kilometers per hour. Does your average speed of 80 kilometers per hour mean you are speeding during that part of the trip? To keep from exceeding the speed limit, the driver would need to know the instantaneous speed, the speed of an object at any instant in time. When you ride in a car, the instantaneous speed is given by the speedometer, as shown in Figure 2. How does your instantaneous speed change as you coast on a bicycle down one hill and then up another? Your reading check. How is instantaneous speed different from average speed? Figure 2. This is the caption for Figure 2. The odometer in a car measures the distance traveled. The speedometer measures instantaneous speed. Describe. How could you use an odometer to measure average speed? Page 132. Constant speed. Sometimes an object is moving such that its instantaneous speed doesn't change. When the instantaneous speed doesn't change, an object is moving with constant speed. Then the average speed and the instantaneous speed are the same. Calculating distance. If an object is moving with constant speed, then the distance it travels over a period of time can be calculated using the equation for average speed. When both sides of this equation are multiplied by the time, you have the following new equation. So distance equals speed, the average speed, times the time. Notice that the units of time in the speed, S, and in the time, T, have to be the same. Otherwise, these units of time won't cancel. Velocity, page 133. Suppose you're walking at a constant speed on a street headed north. You turn when you reach an intersection and start walking at the same speed, but now you are headed east, as shown in Figure 3. Your motion has changed, even though your speed has remained constant. To completely describe your movement, you would have to tell not only how fast you are moving, but also your direction. The velocity of an object is the speed of the object and its direction of motion. Velocity changes when the speed changes, the direction of motion changes, or both change. When you turn the corner at the intersection, your direction of motion changed, even though your speed remained constant. Therefore, your velocity changed. At the top of a skateboard halfpipe, you are at rest. Your speed is zero. When you start down, you smoothly speed up, going faster and faster. If the angle of the halfpipe were steeper, you would speed up at an even greater rate. How would you describe how your speed is changing? If you change direction, how could you describe how your velocity was changing? Just as speed describes how the distance traveled changes with time, acceleration describes how the velocity changes with time. Acceleration is the change in velocity divided by the time needed for the change to occur. Figure 4 shows some examples of acceleration when the speed changes, but the direction of motion stays the same. Reading check. The motion of an object can change in what two ways when it accelerates? The Figure 3 caption. If you're walking north at a constant speed and then turn east, continue at the same speed, you have changed your velocity. Identify another way to change your velocity. Figure 4. If the speed but not direction of an object is changing, the object is accelerating. The direction of the acceleration depends on whether the object is speeding up or slowing down. In the first figure, the first picture for Figure 4, a marble rolling in a straight line down a hill speeds up. Its motion and acceleration are in the same direction. In the middle picture, this marble is rolling in a straight line on a level surface with constant velocity. Its acceleration is zero. In the third picture, a marble rolling in a straight line up a hill slows down. Its motion and acceleration are in opposite directions. Page 134, calculating acceleration. If an object changes speed but not direction, then its acceleration can be calculated from the following formula. There it says acceleration in equation. Acceleration in meters per second squared equals the final speed in meters per second minus the initial speed in meters per second. So A equals final speed minus the initial speed divided by the time. The SI units for acceleration are meters per second squared, which means meters per second times seconds. The units meters per second squared are the result when the units meters per second are divided by the unit S. All right, let's go on to page 135, graphing speed. Picture yourself skating down the side of a hill, across a level valley, and then up another hill on the opposite side. If you were to graph your speed over time, it would look similar to the graph in Figure 5. As you start down the hill, your speed will increase with time, as shown in Segment A. The line on the graph rises when acceleration is in the direction of motion. When you travel across the level pavement, you move at constant speed. Because your speed doesn't change, the line on the graph is horizontal, as shown in Segment B. A horizontal line shows that the acceleration is zero. On the opposite side, when you're moving up the hill, your speed decreases, as shown in Segment C. Any time that you slow down, the acceleration is opposite the direction of motion, and the line on a speed-time graph will slant downward. Summary for Section 1, Speed and Velocity. Average speed is the distance traveled divided by the travel time, S equals D divided by T. The velocity of an object is the speed of the object and the direction of motion. Acceleration. Acceleration is the change in the velocity divided by the time for the change to occur. For motion in a straight line, acceleration can be calculated from this equation. Acceleration equals the final speed minus the initial speed divided by the time. The slope of a line on a speed-time graph shows an object's acceleration. The line slopes upward if the object is speeding up, and slopes downward if it is slowing down. That ends section 1 of chapter 5, Motion, Forces, and Simple Machines.